Sensi Star Jones with the Keep It Loud Crew podcast. I have a special one for my audience. I went over into the Web 3.0 world to experience what's going on over there, and it is magical. When I mean the magic, it is magical. Miracles upon miracles every day in that world. I have two special guests right now who represents the Web 3, who represents the industry, who is pushing the technology forward. I have Mr. Crypto Shane on the line and Mr. King Valentino. Welcome to the show. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, doing really, man. Really good.
Oh, really good. So Crypto Shane, I see that you go by Crypto Shane. Explain to us or give my listening audience a chance to know more about you and what you're doing and the projects in the Web3 NFT world. So the table is yours, Crypto Shane.
Yeah, thanks. So I've been in the crypto space going on about 1 year now, and initially got in as an investor in all the coins. Kind of down the rabbit hole and learned a whole bunch more about crypto and what it was all about, and became really bullish on the future and what the technology has to bring. Throughout the world right now, finances are heavily controlled by banks. And the possibility to kind of decentralize and bring the power to the people is what I'm really excited about. So as I started down the crypto rabbit hole, I eventually stumbled into the NFT world. And that's when I was able to rekindle my relationship with art. And it's really allowed me to kind of have an outlet to create and not only that, connect and just really connect with people and see what the NFT world has to bring in the future.
Oh, I love that. And now, King Valentino, I'm going to go straight to you. As you can see, I put that King in front of Valentino because I just love to put those two variables together. Explain about a little more about your project and how you got into the whole cryptocurrency, if I'm saying that right, because I guess I'm a degen. I that's the name they say. So explain to our audience the terminology, but first and foremost, introduce yourself to our audience. Table is yours.
I'm Giancarlo Valentino, also known as Baby Angelo. You know, I got into crypto first as investing prior options trading. And, you know, after seeing all the money I was making and coming across NFTs and everything that I heard about it, I was ready to tell all of my amazing artist friends about it. And, you know, my the first friend that got into NFTs, you know, sold his whole collection right off the bat. I go, I got to start doing this. So I got into NFTs for my music. And then it just kind of like fired up my desire to get back into the art, because art goes hand in hand with music. And then to be in a community with such talented artists from all over the world, it's so inspiring, and it's, you know, like the family you always wanted.
So what I'm getting from this whole NFT, it seems that it's bringing value back to a community. It seems that it's a community-based technology. Is that correct for my audience, so we can understand? Because this is all new to me.
This is the future. It's, you know, it's as foreign as, you know, the internet was, or the iPhone, or even the computer. And, you know, it's something to where, like we were talking about, only the trained eyes or the people, the entrepreneurs, or just people that pay attention, is just how huge this really is. All we could tell you is, you know, don't miss out, because this is as big as, you know, sliced bread.
Big. Oh. So and, now.
And just touching on the community aspect, unlike any other community I've been a part of, the NFT community in a whole has been the most welcoming and inspiring and kind of just genuine community I've ever been a part of. And it's so small, and everyone in it right now is extremely early. So even if you were to join the NFT community tomorrow, you're still early.
Wow.
It's a magical community, and it's hard to put in words. But until you start experiencing it and hopping onto the spaces and connecting with people in Thailand and Malaysia, and, you know, I'm up in Canada, John, the States, and California.
Man, I'm in Miami right now. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Right? So we're just connecting all the time, and I'm doing collaborations with other musicians, and it's a fun time. It's really exciting.
Yeah. So now the projects that you have on the block, is it the blockchain, or am I saying it correct? What is the blockchain? Like, what is that about?
Yeah. So with blockchains, what they're talking about is the actual protocol that the cryptocurrency is run off of. So for Ethereum, Ethereum is its own blockchain in its own right. And that is the primary blockchain where NFTs are currently delivered. But there are also alternative blockchains like Polygon or Cardano or even BNB Binance. These are alternative blockchains that essentially function in the same way, but are different. And they all each have their pros and cons. Right now, we're in a weird stage where Ethereum is definitely the best, most reliable, and easiest to use blockchain. However, it's the most costly with the gas fees. And when we say gas fees, if you're unfamiliar with that, with Ethereum, anytime you make a transaction, whether it's transferring money to an account or buying an NFT, you have to pay a gas fee, which is essentially a tax for the cost of using the blockchain in itself. And it's determined on the busyness or the activity on the network. So if there's a lot of network activity, which there has been, gas fees on an average transaction are like $100 to $150. So I'm kind of going off into a tangent here, but essentially
this is perfect, because you're basically, what I'm getting from the gas fee is protection, because the gas fee to me is like Norton on the web. It protects from spam. It protects you from virus attacks. So yep. I'm thinking now in my head, since I don't know the game of NFTs and stuff like that, I'm only as a creative thinking, well, if I have to pay a gas fee to upload something on a chain, a blockchain, as the terminology is, that means that's for the added protection for that whole chain, maybe from spamming, from virus attacks. Am I correct? Is that correct?
Definitely. To an extent, 100%.
Yeah, to an extent. And the funny you mentioned the spam, some of the other networks like Polygon, for example, they basically have, like, it doesn't cost any money to send something with Polygon. So there's a big issue with some of the main NFT marketplaces, such as OpenSea, where people will just spam you all these NFTs that you don't want. They're just trying to like self-promote. And okay, because there's no gas fee, they're able to do it over and over and over again. But really, the blockchain, really, why there's the gas chain or the gas chain, why there's the gas fee, it's all to do with the mining activity. So when there's a transaction on the Ethereum blockchain, it goes through all the networks of different computers, and they're verifying the codes. And those computers that are verifying the codes, they get a cut of, because they're doing that work. So that's where the gas fees go up. So if there's a lot of people using the network, that means it's not as many computers available to kind of process the transaction. So that's really why the gas fees spike. So it's less to do with antivirus, but it kind of coincidentally helps.
Okay. Yeah. Because I'm trying to get my head wrapped around this. And for someone who's not knowing about it, my fans may want to know what it is. So I think that was the closest landmark example I can give them. But my next question is, what powers these blockchains? How are these blockchains eco-friendly? Are these blockchains taken away from the environment? Like, how is this network powered? Is it powered by electricity? Like, I'm just trying to wrap my head around this.
Yeah, Giancarlo, do you want to take this one? Or?
You know, they say that Ethereum is one of the most, you know, un-eco-friendly, and there's other various, you know, blockchains that are very
Bitcoin, eco-friendly. For example, is enough.
But just to kind of go back to one thing I just really want to kind of clarify is, you know, let's say you come across this artist and you absolutely love their work. You know, like the first NFT I ever bought, it cost me $15. I just loved the work. I thought it was, you know, it was cute. It was genuinely good. I bought it just on the fact of that alone. And, you know, a couple of days later, it goes up to $350. So you're able to support an artist of someone that you appreciate. And then, you know, you're kind of blessed by helping support these artists early on. Just it's unbelievable.
I love that. No, go ahead, Valentino. I didn't mean to cut you off. I was just saying I really love what you're saying.
You know, like, I don't know all the details with, you know, Ethereum. That's basically the main issue where if anything wasn't working efficiently, I've heard, you know, it's gotten, like, you know, things said about it like that. But they're working on making it better, and there's alternatives. But it doesn't necessarily matter which blockchain. It's just about diving into the NFTs because, you know, even my friends, they wanted to take 2 or 3 months to wait till this, that happened, till this was right. I go, dude, just get into NFTs now, mint it. And then bam, it's just, it's now.
So where can we, is there a website that you have these pieces or your art on specifically? Like, is it a specific website you have to use to put the art on?
You know, when I first got into it, Rarible was the only thing I heard of. I tried getting into Rarible and I had troubles getting into, so I tried OpenSea, which was the next main thing I heard of. I got in right away, made the first few sales, and it was just beautiful. And then I got into Hikitnuk and I made a few sales there. OpenSea, you know, it's Ethereum or Polygon. Polygon's, you can get in for free, where Ethereum, you got to pay what the gas fee is. And on Hikitnuk, you know, it's Tezos, and it's very, very, very accessible, very affordable on that platform as well.
Okay, so now let's get into your, am I saying it right? Non-fungible tokens, is that the correct term?
Yep.
So let's talk about your non-fungible tokens project that you have going on. Can you explain a little more about that?
Yeah, sure. I have a bunch of kind of projects going on, but my main project, my main focus right now is a psychedelic space art collection. And so it's heavily inspired by psychedelics, and play with a lot of colors, and obviously with the space theme, the astronauts, the kind of the mushrooms and everything, it's able to kind of blend real nice. But I have a collection of 100 pieces on OpenSea. And I believe 38 of them have sold so far. So that's about 1 ETH worth of volume. So that was my first project ever. It's kind of just my baby project. But I have the good thing about NFTs, especially with, and kind of elaborate what Giancarlo was talking on, there's so many different NFT marketplaces, like the Hikitnuk, the OpenSea, Rarible, Foundation. They all have their pros. They all have their cons. They all have their niches, which is more important. So with Hikitnuk, for example, you don't have to upload like a themed collection. You can just kind of do one-for-one random arts. But, you know, you're not going to sell them for as much money. Because on that platform, for whatever reason, the core of the price is a lot lower. But it does give you the freedom just to kind of do whatever you want. Because I've been doing some music projects where I've created some beats, and I actually have I met a freestyle rapper from the UK. So I made a drum and bass kind of full length song, and he rapped to it, and it's pretty cool. So I put that up online. So the possibilities are endless, and I have too many random projects to name. So I'll let Giancarlo share his.
Sure. Giancarlo, the table is yours.
Yeah, I have, you know, various singles that I released on all platforms that I applied, you know, either a collaboration from an artist I met in the NFT community or art that I created myself, and various art pieces from animations to portraits to just, you know, abstract art, you know, on OpenSea and Hikitnuk as well. It's just a great outlet. I love all different art styles, you know, many different genres of music as well. And it's just a beautiful thing, man.
That is beautiful. That is beautiful for talking about your projects and getting my community, I guess we would say the Web 2.0 community, up to date. So I would like to tell, at this time, I'm going to turn the tables back over to you where you can tell our listening audience where they can find you on all social media, where they can check out all of your great projects you have. So let's start with King Valentino.
Twitter. You know, I started off on Instagram. That's actually where, as Baby Angelo Beats, where I found out about NFTs. And it's still a great, really new source. But Twitter is like really where I dwell. You know, Twitter spaces, whether I'm hosting or listening in or just tweeting on Twitter. I'm Giancarlo Chi, like energy with the QI. Or you can find me as my music artist account, Baby Angelo. It's Baby Angelo B, the handle.
Okay, and Crypto Shane, the table is yours. Where can we now search for you and find all of your lovely projects online?
Yes, so just like Giancarlo, I'm on Twitter. You can find me at Crypto Shane's. The handle's actually, you know what, we'll link it in the description because it's Shane's with a bunch of numbers and I'm not going to read that. But you can find my work on OpenSea. The collection link is right on my Twitter. And you can also find me in Hicknuck for the music NFTs, also right on Twitter. So it's easy to find.
Wow. Well, thank you. Thank you. And I look forward to seeing you on the web, I guess, is the 3.0 with Keep It Loud, Keep It Loud Crew, the Caribbean thing, Keep It Loud podcast. That's something I can get a little more information of, probably off air. We can talk about that and you can get me up to speed a little more so I can tell my audience about that. But thank you so much for the two guests. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. And audience, I would recommend you to go out and support the artists that what they're doing right now. They gave you all of their social media's platform. So from Keep It Loud Crew, I would like to thank you for spending the time with me and explaining to me personally and my audience more positive, in-depth information about the blockchain Web 3.0. It has a lot of negative talks with anything, as you know, but that's because no one is informing the audience. So until we inform everyone, we can all live together humbly and peacefully. And thank you so much for being a part of the podcast. Is there anybody you'd like to shout out? Anybody you'd like to say? Because this is going around the world. It's going to be placed on Spotify. It's going to be on iTunes. It's going to be in India, Australia. It's going to go all over the world where you can listen to a platform, a podcast platform. So if anyone you want to shout out, now is the time.
Infinite love and gratitude. That's all I got to say.
And I'll shout out my boy Epan, my boy Seablue, and my boy Crystalline K42. That's all I got for you.
All right. And that's it. Thank you so much for being on the podcast show, Keep It Loud Crew. Sensi Jones, it was a pleasure speaking about the NFT platform. I got very, very educated on that. So now when I do have my audience out there that's listening, if they do have any questions, we will have the links for both of our guests in the description for the podcast. All right. Once again, thank you so much for joining Keep It Loud Crew podcast and have a wonderful day.
Thanks.
Bye-bye now.
Hey, have a good one, man. Yeah.